There are fears that with the ruble diving, the Russian elite are rapidly moving money out of the country via cryptocurrency. To counter this, former presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren has put forward a bill to the US Congress that should impede this avenue. But what is crypto being used for in Russia? I asked Dr. Paul Mazzola, author and specialist in finance and banking at the University of Wollongong, whether this will stop any of the big oligarchs moving wealth wherever they liked.
It's clear that there are some oligarchs that are frantically running around in recent weeks adjusting their financial affairs. For example, there's one by the name of Usmanov, and he's on the sanctioned list. And he's the fellow that owned Arsenal Football Club. And he's cleverly sold his assets into a trust structure that's based in the secretive British Virgin Islands. And apparently he's sold some of his assets. One was a mansion worth about 82 million euro. So they've been doing things like that. And through effecting those transactions, they've been able to distance themselves from ownership of the asset and arguably control, because they're the two things that must be proved for any asset to be frozen.
Well, I think I also remember, Paul Mazzola, when we talked about the crisis that was happening in Cyprus with the Laiki Bank, there was a lot of Russian money in Cyprus. And then when I check back and look at the Russian oligarchs, a suspicious number of them have dual citizenship with Cyprus. So is that still part of the equation as well?
Yes, of course. So principally, they try and manage their tax affairs, and coincidentally, in managing their tax affairs in such a way, they're able to distance themselves from their key assets. Yet, I think there is still significant control through third parties. It's quite a complex area, Rod, but you can imagine the resources at their disposal. They can afford teams of lawyers and tax specialists to help them in this regard. But you've got to remember that they have a large portion of their wealth offshore. But equally, they became oligarchs because they typically would have a monopoly over an industry in Russia. So ownership over those industries continues, and therefore there will be a deterioration in their wealth as the ruble devalues. And it has. It's devalued quite a bit, I think well over 40% since the 24th of February, which was the start date of the invasion. But even though, I mean, you know, so they lose a billion or so. For example, Usmanov's wealth is estimated at well over $18 billion. So it's a small drop in the ocean for them.
I understand that the US Senator Elizabeth Warren, former presidential hopeful, has introduced a bill into Congress to try and stop some of these Russian oligarchs getting all their money out via cryptocurrencies. What is in that bill and how will it work?
It's a two-pronged bill. And look, I understand where she's coming from, because historically, when sanctions were imposed on Iran and North Korea, there were similar government officials and let's call them cronies of government who also avoided those sanctions using crypto. So I do understand where Warren's coming from, but I had a close look at who was using crypto transactions and what were the constraints of the market in Russia. And I discovered that most of the transactions, if not all of them, have been conducted by the average ordinary Russian. For example, the average transaction size in Russia is the equivalent of US $580. Now that compares to well over 2,000 in the US. So it's quite small.
Well, what's the effect of the ruble falling off a cliff value-wise? Is this stopping the Russian government from doing anything in particular?
Well, yes. I mean, if they've got to repay foreign currency debt, it just increases the principal amount of that debt by the devaluation percentage. So at the moment, you can almost say their debt, their foreign debt has doubled. Now, they've already defaulted on some of their foreign debt already, and I don't suspect Putin cares at this point in time, but it will affect Russia in the long term. It's going to affect their credit rating. So they've got, you know, they've got to have quite a lot of difficulty coming back to the international debt markets to raise additional borrowings in the future. So it's not a good situation. More addition to that, for any of the previously imported goods, the purchasing power of the average Russian has halved. That's why we're finding that they're converting at increasing amounts recently their wealth from ruble to Bitcoin, because at least with Bitcoin, they'll be able to transact internationally, whereas with the ruble, they can't. For example, in Russia, just in the last weeks, there's been an additional 1 million Bitcoin accounts that have been opened. So now the number of accounts in Russia that can trade Bitcoin, just over 40 million. Now, you compare that to the population in Russia, which is 144 million. So the uptake in Bitcoin accounts is quite significant.
Dr. Paul Mazzola, author and lecturer in banking and finance at the Faculty of Business and Law at the University of Wollongong, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is The Wire, broadcasting around Australia on the Community Radio Network.